I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, Nikki Giovanni is known for her poetry about love and politics, but her latest collection takes on another subject, the tragic 2007 shooting at Virginia Tech, where she teaches. We'll talk with her about all that in just a few minutes. But first, in our Thursday international briefing, we head south of the border. President-elect Barack Obama, who takes office in just a few days, has made it clear the economy is his top concern. But he did make time this week to have his first meeting with a foreign leader since the elections. It was Mexico's president, Felipe Calderón.
I am sure this is the beginning of a very close and constructive relationship between the Obama administration and my administration.
But many regional leaders are aware that the Bush administration also began with pledges to strengthen ties between the U.S. and Latin America. And so they wonder if President-elect Obama will actually fulfill that promise. Joining us to talk more about this are NPR's Juan Ferrero. He's reporting from Colombia. And Jesus Esquivel. He's the Washington correspondent for Mexico's Proceso political magazine. He's here with me in Washington. Thank you both for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Now, Jesus, I wanted to start with an issue that's been very much in the news in the last year, the violence in Mexico. More than 5,000 Mexicans were killed last year in drug-related violence. When President Calderón visited with President-elect Obama this week, did they talk about drug violence? And were there any concrete proposals put forward?
Yeah, it was a concrete proposal from the Mexican government. President Calderón requested to President-elect Barack Obama to start a new level of cooperation to combat narcotics in Mexico and the necessity to ask U.S. Congress to support the Mérida Initiative to give $450 million for the 2009 proposal made by President Bush. So Mexico needs the...
What would that money do? What's it for?
It's military equipment, technology, and also to train Mexican police force in the U.S. and Mexican military personnel by the Pentagon, special forces to combat narcotics. And what really Mexico needs is the cooperation of the U.S. in this side to stop the demand of drugs and to stop the illegal flow of arms from the U.S. to Mexico.
So it's arms flowing south and the drugs flowing north. And the position of the Mexican government is that it really needs to be help in stopping the flow of guns going south across the border.
Absolutely.
Is the feeling that the U.S. is the main source of weapons?
It is the main source of weapons. Every time somebody is killed in Mexico by narcotraffickers and the Mexican police get the arms by the drug traffickers, are arms made in the U.S.
And Juan, a Colombian president, Álvaro Uribe, was also in Washington this week, and he received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from President Bush, but he didn't meet with anybody from the incoming Obama administration. Why is that? Do you know?
Well, it's important to note that President Uribe has been the Bush administration's closest ally in Latin America, so it was quite symbolic that President Bush would bestow the Medal of Freedom on Uribe at the very end of his presidency. Uribe was in Washington. He frequently goes to Washington, and he meets with people in Congress and the Bush administration, but this time he did not meet with anybody from the Obama administration. Mainly it's because Obama has not come out to say who are going to be the policymakers, the key policymakers yet in Latin America. There has been rumors about who it's going to be, who's going to be at State, who's going to be at the NSC, at the White House, but nothing concrete has happened yet.
So it wouldn't be perceived as a slight, but merely a sort of a matter of protocol? Or is it perceived as a slight that he was in town and didn't meet anyone?
Well, I think it's notable that Obama did meet with the Mexicans, but has not met yet with the Colombians, who, again, have been very close to the United States in recent years because of the war on drugs in this country and because of American aid for Colombia.
And Juan, during the campaign, President-elect Obama expressed concern about the a trade agreement with Colombia and did criticize the Colombian government, its track record on dealing with labor issues. Is there any discussion about the future of free trade with Colombia? Are the Colombians concerned that he will not continue the same policy as the administration, as the Bush administration?
Well, most definitely in the Uribe government, that is a crucial thing for them is to try to get the United States to approve the free trade agreement. That has been a big problem in the last couple of years because Democrats on Capitol Hill have blocked it for concerns about human rights. And Obama did raise those concerns during the debates with John McCain. He obviously is also a Democrat, and he had also shown concern about human rights as his time as a senator on Capitol Hill. So the Colombians view the change in Washington, at least the Colombian government views the change in Washington with some concern, because with the Bush administration, there was very little voiced about human rights in this country. And now there's a different administration. They're trying to get a good read on what might happen here.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm speaking with NPR's Juan Forero and Jesus Esquivel, the Washington correspondent for Mexico's Proceso magazine, about Latin America's relationships with the incoming Obama administration. I'd like to get both of you to give your take on this story. One of the major stories out of Latin America over the last couple of years has been the tension between Presidents Bush and Hugo Chavez, Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez, which at some point took on kind of a personal flavor. People remember, you know, famously when Hugo Chavez crossed himself at the United Nations because President Bush had spoken there before him. And then Venezuela and Bolivia both withdrew their ambassadors from the U.S. last year. So, Jesus, is there any sense from these countries, are they looking forward to a change in the relationship with the incoming Obama administration?
I think they are looking for a change. And I think not just Venezuela, Bolivia, Argentina, and the whole continent is looking for a new ideas in Washington from President Obama. And I really believe that they want to be more pragmatic in terms with the relation with the U.S. We saw new stories that Chavez has changed his mind in terms of the oil. Now he's proposing Biden for foreign companies to invest in Petróleos de Venezuela, and he nationalized Petróleos a few months ago. So he's changing, and I don't believe it's going to be the same relation between Venezuela and the U.S. The problem was George W. Bush. I mean, he was a person who was not very well admired in Latin America.
Juan, what's your take on this?
Well, I agree with that last point. I think George Bush was not just not admired, but deeply disliked in Latin America. However, I'm going to throw a wrench into this discussion. I think that for Hugo Chavez, it's a problem that George Bush is not in office. Why? Because Hugo Chavez needs an enemy. He needs somebody who he can tell the Venezuelan people, who can talk to the Venezuelan people about the threats that Venezuela faces. In fact, much of his dialogue over the last couple of years has been just that, that the United States is going to invade, that the United States is going to steal our oil, that the United States is planning an assassination attempt. I think that the Venezuelans have very recently started to talk about how they want to have a better relationship with Obama. But it's going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult for them because I think that it's going to be very hard for Hugo Chavez to veer away from that dialogue about the United States. And, of course, it's going to be very hard to make Obama a bogeyman in Venezuela. He is, in fact, very well liked in Latin America.
Do you see him restoring the ambassadors or sending restoring full diplomatic ties?
I think it's got to happen. I think that even at the time when these ambassadors were pulled, the Venezuelans said that they would wait and see what would happen in Washington, and then they would reevaluate. But there's no doubt that it's going to happen. The question is exactly when and who they're going to put in that position.
And finally, Jesus, I wanted to talk about Cuba. Cuba recently marked the 50th anniversary since the victory of the insurgents against the Batista regime. And, of course, there is every 4 years when there's a presidential election in the United States, a lot of discussion about whether there's going to be a change in U.S. policy toward Cuba. But now, do you think there actually might be?
Well,
I was going to ask. Okay, Juan, why don't you start and I'll ask Jesus to finish up.
Yeah, I just do want to point out that going back to what we were talking about earlier, how Latin America views the United States, well, clearly Cuba is a point of contention. In Latin America, there is almost complete support for an end to the United States embargo against Cuba, which has not worked. This was an embargo that was put in place in the early 1960s, the aim of that embargo is to weaken the Cuban government. That hasn't worked, and people in Latin America, governments in Latin America, have very forcefully called for an end to that embargo. In fact, just very recently, there was a meeting in Brazil involving the presidents of many countries, including Raul Castro, president of Cuba, And the overall message from that summit, which the United States did not attend, was that relations need to be restored with Cuba, and that all these other countries, from Brazil to Venezuela to Argentina to Mexico and so forth, are willing to work with the Cubans.
Okay.
So that's a clear message to the Obama administration.
Jesus, let's have the final word from you.
And I really believe that Raul Castro is willing to have better relations with the U.S. I think the problem is he still has Fidel alive in the island. And I really believe if Fidel dies and Raul stays in power, he will change dramatically the relation with the U.S.
What makes you say that?
Well, I've been reading books and I've been talking to people in Cuba, and he has a different point of view in terms of how to work with the economic ties with the U.S. And I really agree that the embargo has to be finished. I mean, it has been decades and it's not working. And I really believe the problem that Raul Castro has in the island is his brother still alive.
And finally, we only have 30 seconds left. Is there a story, there were so many big headlines out of Latin America, is there a smaller story that we've missed this year?
Probably the real situation with narco traffickers in Mexico. And I really believe, and I've been seeing stories and I've been seeing maps in the U.S. by the DEA and the FBI, how the Mexican narco traffickers are operating now in the U.S., in Atlanta recently, and Texas, in Alabama, here in Maryland, and nobody's taking care. I mean, it seems to me that the old problems with narco traffickers in the U.S., everybody believes is a problem for Latin America.
All right. Well, thank you. We'll keep an eye on that. Jesus Esquivel is the Washington correspondent for Mexico's Proceso magazine. It's a journal that covers politics and policy. He was kind enough to join us in our Washington, D.C. studio. Juan Ferrero covers Latin America for NPR. He joined us by phone from Bogota. Thank you both so much for speaking with us, and Happy New Year to you both.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. Good to be here.